followers. Sa panahon natin na laganap ang social networking, naging very familiar tayo sa terminolohiya na followers. Madalas natin ito madinig sa kwentuhan, madalas natin nakikita ito sa social media, at madalas din natin itong asamin. Sa social media, madalas tayong nakakatanggap ng invitation to follow. Follow us. Yun yung invitation ng Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Follow our blog post. Or, follow, o yung sa Facebook, ang tawag po dyan sa followers ay friends. Samantalang ang YouTube naman, ang tawag po doon ay subscribers. Basically, mga terms na ito ay isa lang ang ibig sabihin. They designate followers. We follow people who have captured our interests. We follow people who have impacted our lives. We follow people who are similar to us or just like us. Similar interests, similar struggles. Or we follow people na kung saan alam natin na mapapakinabangan natin. Similarly, nung nagsimula si Jesus Christ sa kanyang public ministry ng preaching, public ministry of healing and casting out demons, he received a massive following. Maraming tao interesado sa kanya, gusto makita ang kanyang kakayanan, at marami din ang nais na makaranas ng milagro sa kanilang buhay. People followed Jesus everywhere. They followed Him. People followed Jesus because they're excited about Jesus. They followed Jesus because they like Jesus. They followed Jesus because they love Jesus. Do they? If not, what was the real reason they followed Jesus? My prayer, friends, this afternoon as we meditate on God's Word sa passage na ito, that we would learn to evaluate our hearts why we are really following Jesus or why we are not following Jesus and to seek to live our lives for the fame of His name. Because true followers of Jesus are marked by Christ's likeness. True followers of Jesus are marked by Christ's likeness, and we have divided this passage into two headings. The great crowd who followed Jesus, verses 7 to 12. And number two, the group chosen to follow Jesus, verses 13 through 19. Number one, the great crowd who followed Jesus. Pagkatapos pagalingin ni Jesus ang mamang paralisado ang kanang kamay nung time ng Sabbath, which is yung inaral natin last week, lalong tumigas ang puso ng mga Pharisees at nakipagsabwatan sila sa mga Herodians sa kung saan hindi naman talaga nila kasundo. Nagkasundo sila sa mga taong kaaway nila upang magplano ipapatay si Jesus Christ. At doon natin iniwan yan last week. So Jesus made a strategic retreat. A strategic retreat upang maiwasan itong potential danger na ito. Pero despite sa opposition at hatred ng mga Pharisees kay Jesus, many people were still following Jesus. Tingnan niyo verse 7. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed. It doesn't matter where Jesus went. It doesn't matter where Jesus went. The crowd unceasingly, tirelessly followed him. Ayon sa verse 7, parang lalo pa nga dumami yung crowd. Dati, a crowd followed him. Ngayon, a great crowd. Mas malaki. At saan naman ang galing ang mga followers ni Jesus Christ? Sa Galilee ba kung saan nag-preach siya ng gospel powerfully? Galing ba ito sa Capernaum na kung saan na may mama na nasasapian ng masamang espiritu ay pinalayas niya yung masamang espiritu na yun? Doon ba nang gagaling yung crowd na yon? Saan nang gagaling yung daan-daan o maari libo-libong mga tao na nagfa-follow kay Jesus Christ? Well, tignan natin uli ang verses 7 to 8. From Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. Well, to give us a picture kung ano yan, let's look at our map. Kung titingnan natin ang mapa natin, ang mga locations na pinanggagalingan ng crowd ay sa Galilee, which is sa norte. Bandang norte siya. Ang Judea, Jerusalem, hanggang sa dulo ng Idumea ay nasa bandang south. At ang Tyre at saka Sidon naman ay bandang west or bandang northwest. At ang beyond the Jordan naman, yung tinatawag na Transjordan, ay nasa bandang east. So ang malaking crowd na ito ay nanggagaling basically sa north, south, east, at saka west. So anong point ng manunulat dito? Ang punto niya dito is because people are coming from every part of the region to follow Jesus. Jesus is gaining popularity sa mga mass everywhere. Everything that he did, from healing people from all kinds of diseases to exorcism, the news about him and what he did went viral, so to speak. People want to hear and see and experience this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tignan niyo ulit yung verse 8. And when the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him. Years ago, when I was still pastoring back in the Philippines, I helped in a medical mission bandaho sa paan ng sa mga bundok ng Mindoro. Yung lugar po na yan, walang ospital, walang mga medisina, wala pong access sa medical aid. And noong time po na yon, nagpunta po yung team natin kasama yung mga doctors and nurses at sa mga dentists from Manila and from the West. Nung natuklasan ng mga tao na may medical assistance na ino-offer ang mga tagalabas ng Mindoro, nagdagsaan po bigla lahat ang mga villagers. Daan-daan po silang grupo na pumupunta mismo sa maliit na Baptist Church na kung saan naging base ng operation ng medical missions po natin. Sa sobrang daing tao, palubog na ang araw, nandadadagdagan pa rin. Sabi ng iba ay bumaba pa yan, galing sa bundok. Ay, yung iba parating pa lang, baka pwede huwag muna kayong umuwi. Nagbukasan ng mga spotlight, kaya hindi namin plano. Umabot po ng umaga, tumawid hanggang gabi. The people were so enormous na kung saan nagkaroon na ho kami ng takot kasi dinudumog na kami ng tao nung nakita naglabasan ng kahon ng gamot. Biglang nag-aagawa kahit di nila alam na kailangan, hindi naman nila kailangan yung gamot na yon. So ganun po ang sitwasyon. Dinumog po kami ng mga tao. Daang-daan, hindi na namin alam ang gagawin. Natatakot kami, sinarado na lang po namin yung operations nung gabing yon. In fear na baka madaganan kami o mastampid po kami ng tao. Isipin na lang natin, parang ganito, pero doble o higit pa yung sitwasyon ni Jesus Christ nung nasa seaside siya ng Galilee, preaching. Yun po yung litrato po na yan. Lahat ng mga tao sa crowd ay nag-uunahan, nagtutulakan, nag-iiringan, pressing towards Jesus just to touch Him, just to be touched by Jesus. Just to receive medical assistance from Jesus. Just to get a glimpse of this miracle worker na naririnig nila na matagal na. The crowd was overwhelming na kung saan sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa verse 9, maghanda na kayo ng bangka. Para kung sakaling hindi na natin kaya yung dami ng tao, tatakas tayo sa bangka na yon. Baka maipit tayo. Ganun na po ang sitwasyon. Now, bakit ang mga tao who are mostly coming from far away places. Some computed na kung saan ang lakad papunta sa ibang lugar, papunta sa kinatatayo ni Jesus Christ, would take 2 to 3 days journey. At nakipagsapalaran at nakipagsiksikan sa crowd to risk their life just to follow Jesus. Bakit? Well, verse 10 tells us kung bakit. Yun ang dahilan talaga nila. Kung bakit sila enthusiastically, zealously followed Jesus. Verse 10 says, "For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him." Yan ang dahilan, verse 10. They were following Jesus because of what Jesus can do for them. Naisip ko lang po siguro nung time na yung mga tao sa mga kalapitbahay naririnig nila yung ginagawa ni Jesus. Siguro ito po yung mga usapan na nangyayari rito. Siguro sa isang neighborhood sa Galilee, nabalitaan nila na may kapitbahay sila na matagal nang hindi nakakalakad mula nung siya'y naaksidente. Tapos isang araw nakita na lang nila na naglalakad na at nandun sa palaisdaan, naghahanap ng buhay. Naghahanap buhay. Malamang nilapitan nila yung mamang yan, "Ano nangyari? Paano ka gumaling?" Malamang sinabi nila, "Pinagaling ako ni Jesus noong time na nandun ako sa Capernaum." O kaya naman sa isang lugar naman sa Idumea, napansin nila yung isang komunidad na may bata na kung saan hindi nakakakita, na hindi nakakarinig. Biglang nakikita nila, nakikipag-usap na at naglalaro. Marahil nilapitan nila yung mga magulang ng bata na to. Ano nangyari sa, bakit siya nakakakita at nakakapagsalita na? Maring sinabi nila dahil kasi hinipo siya, hinipo yung mata ni Kristo, yung mata niya, kaya ngayon nakakakita na siya. O kaya naman sa Capernaum, may nakita silang mama na kung saan nagwawala sa kanilang lugar. Kilala tong mama na to na nagwawala sa kanilang lugar, walang makapagbigil dahil nasapian siya ng masamang espiritu. Kilala tong mama to marahil. At ngayon nagbalik na sa kanyang pamilya, maayos ng kasuotan, nasa katinuan na ang kanyang pag-iisip, nakaupo na itong mama na to sa loob ng sinagoga kasama nila. At hindi nila napigilan magtanong, "Kailan ka gumaling?" Well, kasi dahil kay Kristo. Kung ganun ang balitaan na nangyayari sa lahat ng lugar, syempre nagkakaroon ng interest. Syempre nagkakaroon ng longing ang mga tao makita kung sino ito. People were hearing stories after stories and witnessing the supernatural transformation of people. The people they knew. Because of Jesus, they want that for themselves. Gusto rin namin yon. We want that for our loved ones. And so, they followed Jesus. Regardless kung saan siya magpunta, regardless kung saan man siya naroroon. They were following Jesus upang pagalingin sila sa kanilang sakit. They were following Jesus upang magkaroon sila ng kalayaan sa mga masasamang espiritu. They were following Jesus because of what Jesus can do for them. They were following Jesus kasi meron silang kailangan kay Jesus. Friends, hindi po ito naiiba sa panahon natin ngayon. Ito ang common reason why crowds and crowds of people today are following Jesus. Going to church, attending Bible studies, praying, doing religious activities. Why? Because they want something from Jesus. There are crowds of people who are following Jesus dahil akala nila gaganda at giginhawa ang kanilang buhay. There are people who are crowds of people who are following Jesus dahil akala nila mauulanan sila ng financial blessing at material blessing. There are crowds of people who are following Jesus dahil akala nila mapapagaling sila sa kanilang karamdaman o kapansanan. There are crowds of people who are following Jesus dahil akala nila magiging maayos ang problema nila mag-asawa o kanilang mga anak o anuman mga relasyon na meron sila, na broken-hearted sila. Just follow Jesus, magiging okay lahat. The truth is, friends, the crowds were following Jesus para sa sarili nilang kapakinabangan. Friends, why are you following Jesus? Are you following Jesus because of what Jesus can do for you? Ang dahilan ba why you are following Jesus ay dahil may kailangan ka sa Kanya? Biglang naging active ka sa ministry, naging active ka sa church, biglang all of a sudden you want to be with Christians. Ang dahilan ba nun? Dahil mayroon kang hinahanap na gusto mong ibigay sa'yo ni Jesus? Are you following Jesus dahil sa pwede mong makuha sa Kanya? Mga kaibigan, ito po ang kilalang katuruan na madalas nating madinig sa mga pulpito ngayon. Ang mga katuruan na ito ang sinasabi sa mga kanilang pangangaral, just follow Jesus and you will be victorious. Just follow Jesus, you will be successful sa lahat ng gagawin mo sa buhay. Just follow Jesus and your life will be prosperous and successful. Just follow Jesus and you will be healed. This is the problem, mga kaibigan. Kung ganito po ang paniniwala natin sa pag-follow kay Jesus, then maybe we have created a Jesus out from our imagination. A Jesus na parang genie sa lamp. Na kung saan makuskus mo lang ng tama, lalabas. At ini-expect mo sabihin ni Jesus ka, sa anak, anong gusto mo, ibibigay ko sa iyo lahat. Baka yun ang expectation natin kay Jesus Christ. A Jesus who will meet your needs and wants. Friends, this is not the Jesus of the Bible. If you would turn four chapters from chapter 4, makikita po natin yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa chapter 8, verse 34 to 35. Kung talagang you want to follow Jesus. If anyone would come after me or follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, the gospel will save it. Ang point sa sinasabi ni Jesus po dito ay self-denial. Self-denial. If you really want to follow Jesus, then you have to deny yourself and place it with obedience and dependence sa Panginoon Jesucristo. Self-denial is a matter of the heart. Our behavior is a reflection of what truly is what's happening sa ating puso. Denying ourselves. If we deny ourselves sa habag at grasya ng Panginoon, means it's bending our wills. Denying ourselves means bending our desires, bending our hopes, bending our plans, bending our joys. Saan? Bending it towards where? Well, bending it towards Jesus. Bending our will towards Jesus' will. Bending our joys towards Jesus' joys. Bending our plans towards Jesus' plans. Bending our hopes on where God puts His hope on. God. It is treasuring Christ more than our comfort, convenience, security, or human approval. Denying ourselves of worldly passions to delighting ourselves in the pleasures of the Lord. That's denying ourselves. It is denying ourselves of worldly passions to delighting ourselves in the pleasures of the Lord. And so if we are following Jesus dahil pa sa paniniwala that He will reward your following by answering lahat ng mga kahilingan mo, baka ako ang Jesus Christ that you know is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Actually, sa passage na ito, kung meron mang grupo na tama ang paniniwala, tama ang teolohiya kay Jesus Christ, alam mo kung sino? Yung mga diablo. Kung mismo yung mga religious leaders yung time nila, mali ang theology about kay Christ, pero yung demonyo, tama. Tignan nyo yung verse 11 to 12. Tama ang theology nila kay Jesus. And whenever the unclean spirits saw Him, they fell down before Him and cried, "You are the Son of God." And He strictly ordered them not to make Him known. Isn't that interesting? Yung mga demonyo pa, ang nakakaalam ng Jesus of the Bible.
Of course, binalaan ni Jesus ang mga masasamang espiritu na ito na huwag i-reveal yung tunay niyang identity. Dahil una, hindi mapagkakatiwalaan ang mga masasamang espiritu na ito. Mostly kapag may mga binibitawan ng mga salita yung mga ganyang evil spirits, it's because meron silang evil plan behind it. He is following. At the same time, hindi pa ito yung time. Hindi pa ito yung timetable ng Panginoon na sinusunod ni Jesus Christ na i-reveal kung sino talaga siya. Tama yung sinabi nila that He is the Son of God. Pero for whatever evil motive or reason na meron ng mga diablo, nung sinabi nila yon, pinatahimik sila kagad ni Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is following yung timetable ng Panginoon and He does not trust Satan's angels. So, hindi pa ito nararapat na oras na makilala siya, hindi pa nararapat na oras na siya'y dakipin para ipako sa cross. So, kitang-kita po natin dito kung gaano katapat ang Son of God na si Jesus Christ sa kanyang Diyos, Ama. Marami pa siya kailangan gawin in order to fulfill what was written and spoken in the law and prophets. Bagamat sa panahon natin ngayon, hindi na kailangan itago ang tunay na identity ni Jesus Christ. We can boldly declare that He is the Son of God who was sent by God the Father in order to save His people from their sins and to reconcile Him to the Father. You would either follow Jesus Christ by believing and trusting Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, or you will only follow Him as long as sinasagot niya lahat ng mga prayer requests niyo. Second, the group chosen to follow Jesus. Look at verse 13 and 14. And He went up the mountain and called to Him those whom He desired, and they came to Him. And He appointed 12 whom He also named apostles. Dito mapapansin natin na from the great crowd of followers, Jesus called out a small group of 12 men to follow Him. These men were 12 of His disciples. Now, hindi po nangangahulugan na walang disciples si Jesus Christ bago niya tinawag yung 12 na yon. Kung naalala po natin yung inaral natin itong passage ito last year sa chapter 1, ng Mark, Jesus called 4 of His disciples. Ano mga pangalan? Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Tapos sa part 2 naman, which is napag-aralan natin a few weeks ago, we know that He called out Levi or si Matthew. Tapos when Jesus was having dinner with Levi, with his friends, sa chapter 2, verse 15, ang sinabi po dyan, Jesus is with many of His disciples. So, meron na siyang disciples. There was already the following. There are already people who are following before tinawag niya yung 12. Out of that big crowd, He chose 12. Ngayon, meron designation sa 12 disciples na ito. Si Mark, ang writer ng gospel account na inaaral natin ngayong series na ito, calls these men the 12. Parang angas, ano, kung may banda ka, the 12. Yan yung pwede mo ipangalan. Ano? Kaya pag sinabi ni Mark sa Bible, the 12, immediately these are the 12 apostles. The 12, chapter 4, verse 10, the 12 were asking Him questions. Chapter 6, verse 7, He summoned the 12. Chapter 9, verse 35, He called the 12. Chapter 11, verse 11, He went with the 12. Paulit-ulit na theme na binabanggit ni Jesus Christ yan sa Mark. Itong mga mamang ito ay madalas kasama ni Jesus sa lahat ng kanyang pupuntahan. Jesus poured His life to them. He ate with them, walked with them, lived with them, taught and trained them. Jesus formed this small group of special men for a reason. He called this group apostles. Now, ibig sabihin ng apostles, apostle means one who is sent. At ito ang dahilan why Jesus called them. To set them apart and to send them. Send them to do what? Well, tingnan natin ang verse 14 and 15. And He appointed 12 whom He also named apostles so that they might be with Him and He might send them out to preach and have authority to cast demons. Now, ano nangyari dito? Jesus trained itong mga mama na to do exactly what He was doing. preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, healing the sick, casting out demons. Jesus' desire and plan was to transform these men to be like Him, to be Christ-like, to talk like Him, to think like Him, to live like Him, to have passions and desires like He has. He wants them to be Christ-like. Now, what's interesting sa mga napili na mama ni Jesus Christ, o mga napiling apostles, to herald the most important news in the world, to do the most important task in advancing the kingdom of God to the world, itong mga mama na ito are not really impressive. Itong mga mama na ito are not even that credible sa ganitong klaseng trabaho. Iba sa kanila, hindi pa maganda yung background, yung professional background, hindi maganda. Tinan nyo yung verse 16 to 17. Ito yung mga listahan ng napili. Listahan na pinili ni Jesus Christ. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom He gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom He gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Verse 18, Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. If we're expecting na kung saan magbubuo ng ministry team, ng missionary team, ng gospel team si Jesus Christ, we're thinking about the best and the brightest and the scholars and lahat na kung saan may experience pagdating sa ministry. But according sa mga scholars, itong mga mama na ito, mga edad nila, is parang post-teenagers na itong mga ito eh. It's just right after ng age ng teenagers yung mga edad nila. So kung ang teenagers natin ay 19, nawawala 19 pagdating ng 20, hindi sa 20. So yun yung mga edad po ng mga mamang ito. Now, marahil na dinig nyo na ang gawa-gawang istorya na ito na gusto kong basahin sa inyo. Okay? Itong gawa-gawa na istorya na ito, is ang sinasabi niya, kung idadaan ni Jesus Christ sa management consultant analysis firm, ang pagpili at pag-evaluate niya sa mga apostles niya, ito marahil ang magiging resulta ng analysis. So kunyari, may isang malang corporate firm at sinabi ni Jesus Christ, oh ito, 12 apostles ko, paki-evaluate niya, paki-test, tapos bigyan mo ako ng review. Kung nangyari, ito yung nakakatawang kwento niya, babasahin ko sa inyo yung resulta na binigay ng firm na ito. As I read, Dear Sir, thank you for submitting the CVs of the 12 men you picked for management positions in your new organization. All of them have taken a series of tests, and we have not only run the results through our computer, but we've also conducted an in-depth interview with each of them by our staff psychologists and vocational aptitude consultants. The profiles of all the tests are included, and you will want to study each of them carefully. It's the staff's opinion that most of your nominees are lacking in background education and vocational ability for the type of project that you're undertaking. In short, hindi sila qualified dahil wala silang edukasyon at wala silang skills. As I continue, they do not have the team concept. Walang unity. And we would highly recommend that you continue your search for people who with experience, higher qualification, and greater managerial abilities. Simon Peter is emotionally unstable and is given to fits of temper. Andrew simply has no qualities of leadership. The two brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, place their personal interests above the company's loyalty and are quite rowdy. Alala niyo yung story na yan? Si Jesus, sino pwede maupo sa kanan at kaliwa? No, yun ang iniisip nila lagi. Thomas demonstrates a questioning attitude that would tend to undermine morale among the ranks. Doubting Thomas, hindi ba? It is also our duty to inform you that we have received reports from the government on Levi regarding questionable business practices. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, both have radical leanings and both demonstrate attitude problems, which could present difficult in their dealings with the public. However, ito ang good news, if your candidate shows great potential, he is a man of ability and resourcefulness, meets people well, this man has a keen business mind, has contacts in high places, he is highly motivated, ambitious, responsible, and is not afraid to take initiatives. We recommend you full-heartedly Judas Iscariot as the most qualified of all your prospective candidates. Sincerely, the Jerusalem Management Consulting Firm. All of that just to say, if you want qualifications to serve, these men don't have it sa human standards to serve the Most High, Holy God. Hindi pinili ni Jesus ang mga mamang ito dahil sila ay may perfect qualifications. If God would choose the wise and the intelligent and the skills and the talented and the strong and the rich and the noble, anong pag-asa natin? Wala. There would be none. The truth of the matter is that God uses weak vessels to accomplish His will. He uses weak men, weak women to accomplish yung kanyang kalooban. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. For considering your calling, brothers and sisters, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were your noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Verse 30. And because of Him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us the wisdom from God, so that as it is written, let no one boast, but boast in the Lord. For some of you, I know kung ano yung background ninyo. Alam ko kung sino kayo bago kayo niligtas ng Panginoon. Karamihan sa inyo, I've made your membership interview. And most of you are saying, hindi ako karapat-dapat, if not all of you. Kung hindi lang sa grasya, habag at awa ng Diyos na niligtas tayo. Ngayon, nilinis tayo. Inaayos yung relasyon natin sa Diyos Ama at dahan-dahan, inaayos yung relasyon natin sa bawat isa. Ngayon, ginagamit ng Panginoon. Ngayon, dahan-dahan tumatalikod sa kasalanan. Ngayon, dahan-dahan nakikipagsagupaan head-on sa kasalanan. Ordinary, weak, foolish people of the world. For what reason? Because God chooses the weak to make Him look glorious, yung strength niya sa buhay ng tao na yon. Weakness is the way so that God gets the glory. The disciples were weak vessels, and yet after the resurrection, after ng resurrection ni Jesus Christ and ascension, Peter and John, hindi sila na natili sa ganong klaseng attitude. Peter and John spoke the word of God boldly. After na ma-ascend si Jesus Christ, biglang naging matapang sila sa salita ng Diyos. Ano nangyari? Ano nangyari kasi sa Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished kay Peter at John, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Nagulat sila sa mga mama na ito na alam naman nila hindi edukado. Paano nila nalaman hindi edukado si John at saka si Peter? It's because the way they speak, because of the Galilean accent. Binamarkahan nila ng mga Galileans ng time na yan, ng mga hindi edukado. When they heard it, they were saying, wow, these men definitely are not schooled, but they have wisdom. Oh, alam ko na. It's because they were trained by Jesus Christ. It's because they walked with Jesus Christ. Ito po ang susi, mga kaibigan, kung paano nagbabago ng buhay at ng kaluluwa si Jesus. Listen, time with Jesus transforms the soul. Time with Jesus transforms our lives. Wasn't that yung goal ni Jesus Christ sa mga mamang ito? Look at verse 14. And he appointed 12 whom he also named apostles so that they might be with him and he might send them out to preach. Being with Jesus transformed the apostles that they turned the world upside down according sa Acts. It doesn't matter kung ikaw ay learned. It doesn't matter kung hindi ka nakapagtapos ng iyong pag-aaral. It doesn't matter na dati kang addict. It doesn't matter na ikaw ay dati galing sa nasa squatters area kayo nakatay. It doesn't matter. Hindi material yung mga yan. Basta kinuha ka ng Panginoon, nilinis, inayos, pinatawad, gagamitin ka niya. He calls and then he sends. Walang Kristiyano ang hindi pwedeng naglilingkod sa Panginoon. Kasi dati ka nang kinuha sa buhay, buhay ng kamunduhan na pinaglilingkuran mo, inayos ka niya para paglingkuran mo siya. Friends, how about us? If you're following Jesus, are you making an effort to spend time with Him in prayer? Making an effort reading God's Word? Making an effort meditating and studying the Bible? Time with Jesus transforms our souls. Paano naman sa trabaho? Are you following Jesus by turning down shady deals? Are you following Jesus by refusing illegal methods to make your job easier? Jesus spent time with his disciples, walking with them, eating with them, laughing and crying with them, teaching and instructing and discipling them. Friends, how are you pouring your life to your brothers and sisters ngayon? Or baka naman tayo yung tao na, ako ang pakainin nyo, ako paglingkuran ninyo, ako. Kawawa kasi ako. Friends, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And those who are Christians, little Christ, should be serving. Now the problem is, pag sinabi natin serve is yung ministry, part ng ministry program ng church. Well, yes, that's good. But serving Christ is not just a program. Serving Christ is hindi one-time event. Serving Christ is a lifestyle. A lifestyle of service. Nung ako hindi mananampalataya, ang lagi nasa isip ko, gugulangan ako ng taong to, hindi ako magpapagulang dito. Yun ang mentality ko eh. Kaya lahat gagawin ko para hindi ako magulangan, hindi ako matapakan. Kaya I try to put a tough image, I try to do mean things para maunahan ko sila. Yun ang prinsipo ng mga taga-Cali, unahan mo kaysa unahan ka. Pero nung ikaw ay naging Kristiyano na ho tayo, doesn't matter kung sino na una naka-offend, I will apologize. It doesn't matter kung sinong unang kailangan mag-load. I must serve. Because binago na tayo ng Panginoon. Friends, who are you meeting right now? Who are you meeting with right now? Who are you discipling right now? Who are you crying with right now? Who are you laughing with right now? Who are you celebrating with right now? Kanino ka nagbubuhos ng buhay ngayon? Sa kamunduhan o sa kalooban ng Panginoon? Now, bakit ang mga disciples si Jesus Christ were following Him? Walang pinagkaiba niyan sa crowd na nagpa-follow kay Jesus. Ang sagot po niya nasa verses 13 hanggang 19. At alam niyo kung anong ibig sabihin niyan in one short answer? Ang pagkakaiba ng crowd that following Jesus Christ, ang pagkakaiba ng disciples following Jesus Christ is this. Because Jesus has called them. Because Jesus has called them. Kung totoo yan sa apostles, totoo din po sa atin yan ngayon. The only way that anyone will follow Jesus is if Jesus calls them. And if they respond by following His calling. It's not just the calling, but it's also the response of His calling. Look at verse 13 again. And He called to Him those whom He desired, and they came to Him. He called them and they responded. No, maaaring hindi ito parehas ng time na nasa bundok ka sila neto na tinawag ni Jesus Christ, narinig nila at physically na sinundan nila. Maaaring hindi yan yung application sa iyo ngayon.
But God is calling all of us to turn from our sins and put our faith in Christ's finished work on the cross. You see, by nature, mga kaibigan, we are people who do not want to follow God. Kung meron man tayong susundin sa ating buhay, yung sarili natin. We don't want to follow His will. We don't want to follow His plan. At ito po yung ginawa ni Adam and Eve in a perfect world. God created Adam and Eve in His own image, for that in His own image, through Adam and Eve, God, they would give God glory. Kaso ang problema, they did not follow God. But they followed the desires of their hearts. Why? So that they would receive glory and not God. The Israelites were the chosen nation of God and has given them the Ten Commandments. Isa sa mga kautusan sa Ten Commandments says, you shall worship no other gods. But they end up following their desires and they followed the gods of the nations, thus glorifying the created rather than the creator. Friends, we are no different from our first parents. From the Israelites, we do not want to follow God. We want to follow our own desires, our own plans, our own goals, our own joys apart from God. But God, in His kindness, kahit ang tawag sa atin ay glory thieves, in His kindness, sent His Son, Jesus, who is the perfect representation of God the Father, lived in perfect obedience sa kanyang buhay, lived the perfect life, died the perfect death for our sins, para sa ating kasalanan. On the third day has risen from the dead and now is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Friends, if you have been following yung mga kagustuhan mo ng matagal na, trying to fix yung buhay mo, basta masunod ko lang yung sarili kong diskarte, okay na ako, you are wrong. Ang pupuntahan po niyan, kapahamakan. Hindi mo kilala ang sarili mo. For you to know yourself, you must know God, your Creator. And for you to know your Creator, you must respond to the invitation, to the calling na ine-extend ng kanyang anak who died on the cross for you. Friends, repent from your sins. Turn away from your sins and put your faith sa ginawa ni Jesus Christ on the cross, for the forgiveness, washing of your sins, to give you new hope, new purpose, new direction. A hope, a direction, a purpose that is pleasing sa harapan ng Panginoon. Because these are the very things that marks a Christian who loves and honor God and loves and serves others. To be a follower of Christ is to trust Him, is to bend our wills sa Kanyang will, is to bend our plans towards His plans. Hindi na tayo masusunod dapat. Tingnan mo nangyari sa buhay mo na ikaw nasusunod sa buhay mo. Hindi ka masaya, hindi ka kontento, lagi kang uhaw, lagi kang may hinahanap. Nakuha mo na lahat ang gusto mo, pero bakit ganun pa rin? Because sinusunod mo ang gusto mo at ang gusto mo ay papuntang kamatayan. Bend your life to Christ. You have hope. Paano mo nalaman yung pastor? Well, one, sabi sa Bible. And second, ako yung ebidensya na may pag-asa ka. Friends, let us follow Jesus not merely because of what Jesus can do for us. Let us follow Him because we desire Him. Let's follow Him because we want Him. Let's follow Him because we want this sweet fellowship with Him. Because true followers of Jesus are marked by Christ's likeness. Let us pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat po
sa pagpapaalala niyo sa amin na may pag-asa pa pala kami. Itong mga nakaraan na araw na lang, Panginoon, nawalan kami ng pag-asa sa sarili namin eh. Gusto na namin isuko ng aming buhay, Marael. Gusto na namin mahulog sa mga tukso na kung saan umaaligid sa amin. O marahil, Panginoon, kami ay nasa kalagitnaan na ng kasalanan at hindi namin alam kung paano makalabas. Panginoon, remind us that there is hope because Christ gave His life, shed His blood for us. I pray for friends who have not repented and trusted you for salvation. May this day be a day of salvation. Pinagpipray ko, mga kapatiran namin sa Panginoon, na may panlalamig o marahil nasa season ng rebellion. Will you call them back to you, Lord? Will you use us, Lord, to call them back? Will you use us to love them well? Will you give us the patience, Lord? Because we know we are people of impatience. We know kami ang mga tao, we confess that we are not gracious at times. Will you give us a fresh reminder that you have been patient and gracious to us? That would just fuel our hearts to be patient and faithful and loving to brothers and sisters na napalayo sa inyo? Will you work in their hearts right now, Lord? In this merienda time, Lord, ang panalangin namin, would you use our brothers and sisters to be intentional, looking for someone to serve and not to be served? All of this for your glory, for the fame of your name. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.